Well, Rory, you had Galway watched a number of weeks ago in the Connacht final. That's your opposition this Saturday in the qualifiers. How hard is it to judge where Galway are really at following that performance in the Connacht provincial final?
Look, Oisín, you know, Galway in that game is heavy favourites in everybody's eyes, you know, and they obviously didn't perform, and to be fair to Roscommon, they played really, really well. So, look, we judged them over the course of the season, and we were very impressed with them. It was the National League, and they did a great winning for Park against Kildare, and then they obviously beat Mayo for the second year in a row, so their ability is a lot closer to those levels than I think what they showed against Roscommon.
Is it fair to say maybe Donegal might be a more seasoned team this year, given that you have played more matches? You had a tough Ulster campaign, you have a couple of qualifiers under your belt, and they really only have two championship games played this year, Rory?
Yeah, look, perhaps, Oisín, you know, we've four games under our belt, you know, and we've had, you know, without being at our best, we feel in any of the games, you know, we're still standing. We won three, obviously, against Rome. We didn't perform anywhere close to the level that we would have liked, and we were well and truly beaten. But look, we were happy with where we're at this point in time. You know, if anything, we would feel it's an advantage going out. If you're going to go into the qualifiers to go out at a semi-final stage, it gives you that wee bit of time, number one, to get over it, to get back training with a good focus on training, and to get a couple of games under your belt. So, from our point of view, we're happy where we're at. At the same time, we've entered the last 12 stages the last couple of years, and we've got over the line. So we know a good team will still be able to get over the defeat.
And you were sort of in a similar situation a number of weeks ago, having lost to Tyrone. You had this mammoth mental challenge, Roy, to try and get the guys back grounded and put that Tyrone defeat to bed. While Galway are coming into the game just off an experience like that in less than 14 days.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Oisín. You know, I think, you know, it is difficult to lift the head. You know, Galway would have went in with huge expectancy. But look, it's probably something Kevin Walsh said after the Mayo game sticks in my mind. He said the Mayo game, whether they won or lost, wasn't going to define their season. I would think Galway had very strong ambitions of making it to the latter stages of the All-Ireland series. Perhaps I would imagine they targeted probably possibly an All-Ireland semi-final, something like that. So he'd say, look, the way he approached it, we've lost our Scotland, but we're moving on now, and he'll have his lads geared up and ready to go.
You're happy where you're at, Rory, and there's been gradual improvement, and signs are there that Tyrone defeat is very much in the distance past, so it is.
Oh, absolutely, Oisín. You know, listen, you know, it's never easy to recover from a defeat, but at the end of the day, we had two choices. We either felt sorry for ourselves, or we got on with it, and we've got on with it. We've got on with it really well. I'm delighted with the response from the boys. So they've dug in, they've worked really hard. Without being at our best against both Longford and Meath, we've done enough to win. And at the Meath game, we are really put to the pin of our collar, but we showed some great character. But we do know we're going to have to improve. But a lot of missed chances against Meath, and I don't think we get away. The higher the levels go up, and we expect Galway to be in another level, if we don't take our chances, we'll be in bother.
In your mind, are you far away from your best then, Rory?
I still think there's a good bit to go, you know. I think we, you know, while we played well against Meath, you know, if we scored 115, I thought we played well enough to score 2 or 3, 18 or 19, and if you do that, you're not going to lose games, you know, so that's the challenge. You know, we allowed them back into the game with a soft goal, but there's small things, but I thought against me there was an awful lot of positive signs of us getting close to our best.
I know at the start of the qualifiers we said that this was probably an ideal route for young players to learn more about where they're at. Is that very much the case now, given some of the circumstances which happened in that Meath game, for example, going 3 up with a goal and then conceding straight away, Rory?
I think the qualifiers are very suitable to ourselves at the minute. You know, we've a very young squad, very fit, can get over games, and we don't have big gaps between games. You know, looking back, we had a big gap between Antrim and Tyrone, and sometimes that builds pressure. We're just focusing now on improving from one performance to the next, much as the way we did in the league. You don't have a lot of time to train. The training sessions are shorter. They're very, very kind of focused on maybe improving one aspect and moving on, and I'm happy with the nature of the qualifiers and how it suits ourselves.
You mentioned the word there, pressure. Is there more pressure in Galway going into this game than Donegal?
I look, that's Galway's end, you know. We've got to deal with the pressure that's on ourselves, as we feel that we're good enough to beat Galway, providing we play well, and that's the big thing for ourselves. We've got to put that pressure on ourselves to deliver the performance that's going to be good enough.
Yeah, what level of pressure do you put yourselves under, Rory, to try and get the best out of the team? Is it heaped on the guys week on week, is it?
Yeah, listen, it's without overkill. We put ourselves into a situation where we expect to win games. You know, we trained really hard, we prepared really hard. every single game we played throughout the National League and the Championship, we put ourselves under that pressure to win it. We haven't won them all. Same thing, we've only lost 3 out of 11 games. We'd feel, we'd, you know, in order to have that sort of success rate, you have to do an awful lot right, and we just want to continue in that and get more and more things right that'll give us the performance that'll win.
You had some of the big players turn out the last day against Meath. Patrick McBerty, very influential in that Meath game, and Navin. Ryan McHugh stepped up with that goal in the closing minutes. His experience was asked, the likes of Michael as well. Is this maybe a turning point now for Donegal, do you feel, Rory?
Look, not too sure of that. You know, I think those lads are consistently given very good performances. Some days they're higher levels than others, you know, and, you know, I'd be very pleased, obviously, with the three of those guys. But look, right throughout the team, I got Mark Antony, you know, Keelan Ward, full back, Neil McGee, Paddy McGrath, Owen Bann. The defence, I thought they were excellent. I thought they brought the game to them. Like Jason McGee's best game. We don't want to be reliant on any one or two players. There's always one or two players who are a huge focus for everybody's attention. We'll focus on getting that performance with the 15 to start and the 4, 5, 6, whatever comes in.
I know probably at the start of the year, one of your targets was to be in the All-Ireland series at the last 8 stage, because that is a place that Donegal want to be come the end of July and August each and every year. And that's a big enough carrot now, is it, Rory, for these guys to progress and take a win against Galway?
It's massive, Oisín. You know, the opportunity to represent your county, these guys are very, very proud to represent Donegal. They work exceptionally hard for a long period of time this year. And everything, you know, that they want them is to represent Donegal well and bring Donegal to Croke Park in the quarterfinal. To do that, we're going to have to show the character and desire that's required to beat Galway on Saturday night.
Okay, Rory, thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck in the latest qualifier this coming weekend.
Cheers, Oisín. Thank you.